brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I know we're live here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I know we're live. Thank you for joining me today. We have a very special guest coming up during the next break. And we'll probably have her for like an hour and 20 minutes or so ahead of another guest that's going to be joining us. This stuff started coming in last week, and I've been so busy I haven't had a lot of time to go back over it. But she sent me these documents, I don't know, back in like 1998 or so. And back then, I couldn't show people the documents like I can here with PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But she has all the education codes. She has all the police training manuals. She has all the news articles where they thought the American people were trusting after World War II and would do whatever they were told. So she's got New York Times. She's got L.A. Times. She's got everything, photocopies of it, openly announcing the global government, the FEMA regions, the end of the family, U.N. troops in America. And this is why the old-timers knew all this was coming and people would make fun of them. That was because before people rebelled against it in the 70s and 80s, they openly pushed all this. And I don't even know where to start when she comes on. I mean, they openly train the San Diego Police Department on how to be communist. And this is like in the newspaper. I mean, wait till we go over all this. She's got all these news articles, all these documents, FEMA documents, 7277. And it is just so mind-blowing because it breaks down why we are facing all of this. Why things are so bad. Why things are so out of control. Because it's an exact plan. I've got criminal justice standards, goals, and recommendations for the National Advisory Commission for Criminal Justice Standards and Goals, how they destroyed the police and turned them into what they are now, how they're going to take all the guns, put troops in every city. This is all pre-RAND Corporation. This is Stanford Research Institute. Stanford Research Institute developed the hurricane control weapons, certified in 1967. I mean, it's all there. They have to write this stuff down. They have to write all this stuff down to be able to implement it, and they think we're dumb, so the plans are all right there. This is all a confession. How they're going to get rid of our troops, how they're going to bring in UN troops, how all our guns will be taken. It's all here. This is all Agenda 21 before they even called it Agenda 21. So we're gonna let her lead. When we come in, I'm just going to try to give her the floor for the next hour and 20 minutes. She set up the Second Amendment Committee decades ago. Without people like her, we probably wouldn't even have a Second Amendment. And for the life of me, I don't even know why I haven't had her on in probably a decade. I don't remember how long. It's been close to a decade. We'll ask her when she gets on air with us. I just remembered her the other day because commenters were going, why don't you get Bernadine Smith on? I'm like, yeah, I keep meaning to get her on. And you blink and 10 years goes by. You know how that is. We were watching old home movies last night over at my parents. I hadn't seen since I shot them. 19 years ago, and it's in the same house my parents live in now, and I was sitting in the same chair I was sitting in, shooting video when I was watching it on TV, and everything was pretty much the same at my parents' house, except now, 19 years have gone by, and I'm old. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers.
We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll pick two or three topics to cover over 2-3 hours, and they will basically keep things at a very dumbed-down level. That is not what we do here on this broadcast. We are really trying to inform the public about the global six megabanks who have now announced that they have conquered the United States and Europe through derivatives fraud. And we are here pointing out that the new system of government they want to put us under is a synthesis of fascism and communism, where they are exempt from laws and live in total luxury, and we are slaves. Basically, the model has been put into theatrical fiction form of the Hunger Games, or Zardoz. It is a eugenics-based system. Now, for the next hour and 20 minutes or so, we're going to have her till the bottom of the hour. We are joined by someone who hasn't been on with us for close to a decade, Bernadine Smith, the founder of the Second Amendment Committee. She is a political research writer and gun rights activist, and she is the recipient of many different awards for patriotic achievements. And in 1984, she formed the Second Amendment Committee, which is a nationwide organization that provides information of benefit to those seeking a peaceful resolution to the gun crisis. She is the only person to receive 3 awards from the American Pistol and Rifle Association, one of those awards for the authorship of the Hanford pro-gun legislation, a measure which supports rights, states' rights in enforcement of the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That's stopping the cities from banning guns and violating state law. Smith has also authored legislation to restore the militia system to its proper role. I'm not going to go over her entire bio. Many gun owners have acclaimed the Second Amendment Committee to be the number one gun defender in the nation, over and above the National Rifle Association and any other large pro-gun organization in the nation. Undoubtedly, Bernadine Smith with LibertyGunRights.com and the Second Amendment Committee, undoubtedly she has done groundbreaking research to understand the threat. Now, back in like 1998, she contacted me. She'd been a guest. And she said, listen, I'm going to send you basically one-of-a-kind binders with all the proof from the government's own documents, public source, of the plan to end U.S. sovereignty, bring in U.N. troops, disarm us. Now, that's in the new U.N. treaty. It says Article 15, they'll send in member states to disarm the other country, that only governments can be armed, but only enough for their internal security. And she's got all the documents, not just 7277, State Department memorandum, all of it. Now, she sent me this time, because I loaned somebody one of these years ago and never got it back. She sent me all three of them at once. And one of these I hadn't had before. And they all tie together. And again, it's just full of news articles in 1937, the New York Times calling for a global government and nine regions controlled inside the U.S. and all this. Now we're under 10 regions. You understand the robber barons have been pushing for this for a long time. Now it's here. And so she's going to go over the Second Amendment. But to understand that, you've got to go back and understand the State Department, this all came out in congressional hearings, is run by these offshore banks now. That's why they've gotten to the point of admitting that we've been conquered by foreign banks on CNBC and all this. But they say it's good to be under this unelected global government. So this is probably the most important information out there. People like Rosa Corey write a great little 180-page, book, Behind the Green Mask, that we sell at InfoWarsShop.com. It's great to give county, city people so they understand the buzzwords and this global government standardization. But if you really want to understand the wider breadth and depth, Bernadine Smith. And so, Bernadine, it's great to have you here. You know I get excited. I'm going to try my best today to sit back and just guide us in and out of the breaks. And while you're talking, for a record, we also have cameras in here so I can show exhibits, as you mentioned, the page number. So just you'll have the floor here to break down your research, the big picture. And then I'd like to begin at the start of it and go through the system we're now pretty much under and ways to turn this around. Because the knowledge of this blueprint that you've reverse engineered and that has been proven to be stunningly accurate is the only way out of this. If we can get this message to the people, evidence shows that they will understand it's illegitimate and fraudulent and that we can say no to it. So, again, Bernadine Smith, great to have you with us. Where should we start here today?
Well, I think we have to address the fact that the Small Arms Treaty is coming up, and every treaty has to have what they call enabling legislation, which applies to that particular member that is a party to the treaty. So there is legislation that is prepared, and if we allow it to continue, it will force us to be totally and completely disarmed. Even our military will no longer belong to our own country. As it is now, it practically doesn't, because they use it for whatever they need to force other countries to comply with a plan for a world government. World government, as you've probably had a lot of shows on that, people return once again to being serfs on the land that their forefathers had conquered. So it isn't that we are trying to stop something that is good. We're trying to stop things that are bad. When people are totally and completely disarmed, they have no authority whatsoever. And as you know, everyone knows that the United States is a republic. And the definition of a republic is that the people themselves are the final authority. And the only way that can happen is if the people have arms and they are willing, able to defend that position of being the final authority and a republican system. So this is what we're up against, is because government is trying its very hardest to take away the guns from the people. You know that, and I think most people have seen this since, well, at least since 1971, when they started out with the law enforcement assistance administration. That was a guiding commission that the federal government set up. And they took over every state, and they tried to get them to agree to changing. Well, they did. They got them to agree to changing their standards and their goals of operation within their criminal justice system throughout their whole state. Well, a lot of the, well, all of the states complied. And the bottom line is that when the submission of their final version of improvements in their standards of operation and goals and so on, there were some pages that were unauthorized. Up to this point, all of the work had been authorized by the people. They were willing to update and make everything easier and more safe for the people. And that was the main theme, was that they were going to reduce crime. But what the bottom line and the truth of it was that they were intending from the onset to take away the guns from the people. Now, those two things are not synonymous. You cannot take away the people's guns and then have them live in under liberty and have a republic where the people are the authority. Once they lose the guns, they're not the authority anymore. They're helpless, no matter what comes along. If they're not armed and able to resist, they are, you know, more or less serfs again. So anyhow, we were fortunate enough that one very brave person had the nerve to go into a federal office in California, in Sacramento, and he demanded that they give him certain documents. He knew what they were up to, that they were planning secretly to get the guns. And so he tried to get, and he did. He finally convinced the man that was in charge of the office to allow him to go past the swinging gates. And he took enough documents to fill the back of his car. And he came to see me because he knew that I was also fighting against the gun grab and the plan for total and complete disarmament, which is no secret. Anybody can go in the internet and look up Public Law 87-297, and they'll see that our government is planning to give our military to the UN. We'll have no military whatsoever, no Army, no Navy, no Air Force, and we will be more or less captives of a communist world government.
Well, Bernadine Smith, let's go over these documents, because almost all these are public. We've got copies of them right here. We're showing viewers. Radio listeners can later watch this video. We'll post at InfoWars.com tomorrow.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
All right, this is a short 6-minute segment, big 18-minute segment coming up. And For about 20, 30 minutes in the next hour, we'll open the phones up for Bernie Smith if you've got any Second Amendment questions. Now, again, if you're a radio listener, you can't see this, but I've got three big giant binders here. One of them is about 4.5 inches thick or more. It's got the actual copy from the State Department, Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. It's got the New York Times. It's got the L.A. Times actually calling for world government. And by the way, we sent guys down years later to UT, to the microfilm, to get the actual copies of this. That's why you see some of these in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Not that I was checking in on Bernadine Smith. I just wanted to show the microfilm spinning and, you know, have some shots of our guys down there, you know, for the film. Like, we went to the library to, you know, as a way to illustrate it to people. It's there. Everything in there, everything she's got in here is at the library, folks. You know, at a big library. They'll have it in the microfiche. And this is what we're talking about. I mean, this is crazy. It's all in congressional hearings. It's all admitted. The end of the family, the end of farms, the end of private property, the end of your guns. They've got to get that first. And now the UN treaty says in Article 15, I want to go over some of that with her, that they're going to take your guns and use foreign governments to do it. Exactly what's in State Department memorandum. Exactly what's broken down by 7277. This is a plan. And people are like, well, we're waking up. Guns are more popular. We're reversing stuff. Yeah, but they don't care. They've introduced bills now to ban all semi-autos and ban clips of 10 or larger and ban ammo sales online and register and all this stuff. And the media is saying we're conspiracy theorists if we think they want our guns, even though when they're in control of a country or in control of a city like New York or Chicago, they totally confiscate them. Bernadine, I'm going back to you here, but just before we go to this long segment coming up and really get into the history of this and the documents, and as you talk about them, I'll flip through them here for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, tomorrow we'll archive this on InfoWars.com for everybody, the full video, and I hope everyone gets it out to people. But this is the proof. What is it like for you when they introduce bills to ban or restrict guns and then say, we're conspiracy theorists, we don't want your guns? I mean, just the incredible level of deception. And then, what do you make of Time magazine saying how guns won and they admit America has turned against guns, but they go on to say it doesn't matter, they know best, they've got to ban our guns? What do you make of, in the 3 minutes we've got before we go to break again, what is the current state of the fight? You know, like the state of the union.
Well, the current state is that they're trying to introduce legislation to the Small Arms Treaty that all guns will be prohibited and you will have to surrender them. They even have plans for surrender agencies by which you have to turn in your guns. And if that isn't enough, they'll have foreign troops here that will go house to house and search your home for any guns or any in your backyard that you may have hidden. They intend to strip us entirely of any possibility of remaining the ultimate power and keeping a republic. They want a world government, as you know that. But the main thing that I'm trying to bring out is that they have lied about having the permission of the people to take away the guns. They cannot take them away without our permission. So they have falsified the permission of the people to be disarmed. And that's the crux of the whole matter that has me publishing this recent binder, which is called Falsification of the People's Approval for the Prohibition of Their Right to Keep and Bear Arms, an expose on unlawful pages 340 and 341. So right there, it's all in a nutshell that when they studied the judicial system, and this was done in every state, not just California, we got to watch it in California, and we got to find out that they were slipping in at the back of the thick brown book that I sent you. They slipped in as an official entry that the people had given their permission to be disarmed. In other words, the Bill of Rights is supreme law. And if...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're going back to Bernadine Smith here in just a moment, but the message here is really very, very simple. There are public plans, public documents. You can read the UN treaty. You can read 7277. You can read any of it. And then you're like, wow, that's what's happening today. And this is only part of the physical disarmament. Then they're going to cut off the power plants. That's now starting. They're going to take your farms, your ranches. They're not going to let you sell things out in the country on the side of the highway. That's already happening. The only jobs are going to be government enforcers. They've had NLE 09, 10, and 11, these FEMA drills, where FEMA put out press releases saying troops from 15 nations are training to take on American terrorists. And they've got the ABC News shows demonizing militias and gun owners. New shows coming out like Founding Fathers, where evil Texans won't turn their guns in. But don't worry, they get what's coming to them. You have the training manuals that FEMA gets now to the police, where they say the gun owners are bad, the founders are bad, Ron Paul's bad, Alex Jones is bad, Chuck Baldwin's bad. There's hundreds of these. And it's actually woken up a lot of police. But for those of us that live studying this stuff, we know exactly what's going on. And it's frustrating to see other people out there who are not aware of what's happening. Now, as Bernadine Smith's been talking, I've been going over some of the documents that she's discussing, but I'm looking at one document here that is the New World Order. The 10 groups instead of the 50 states. And then she's got it out of the New York Times, April 21st, 1935. Sorry, I was saying 37. 9 groups instead of 48 states. The map of the United States as it might be redrawn under the revisionist states' rights would be abolished, and the country would be divided into 9 departments. Well, they divided them into 10. And so they have this parallel, and here's the original New York Times article, 9 groups instead of 48 states. It talks about the great experts and how they're going to do it. And see, that's already been done. Notice it's pretty much the same regions, too. Just unbelievable how they've done all of this. And I've got to do a whole report just on this invaluable information. And then today's reality. So, again, this is already in place. They're absorbing the old system and kind of leaving it there so they can point at it ceremonially. But the final thing they haven't gotten is our families and our guns. So now they have all these TV shows saying having a family is not normal. It's bad. It's not the, you know, it's not the new normal. That, you know, they've got bombarding these images scientifically, like Miss Magazine was started by the CIA, not to empower women, to destroy them, to make sure they were alone. And so the state can now be their husband. And it's all in these documents. We have Charlotte Israel on, who was the number 2 at Department of Education, dad and grandfather, you know, skull and bones. She spilt all that information. And it's their world. The point is, these documents, they did it. It happened. I want to get back into the Second Amendment, the UN Treaty, where we are now, what their master plan is, Bernie Smith. But what is it like for you to be fighting this 30, 40 years? You can correct me on the dates. And to now know that you knew it was real, but to actually see them implementing it. And if you and others hadn't been there, I know they would have already had a lot of this implemented. What is the time frame on all this?
Well, I'm not able to tell you that. I mean, they're going to adjust their time frame according to their progress. And they're making quite a bit of progress because who has contested the law that was signed by Kennedy in 1961 that moves our armed forces to international control? In other words, the United Nations, which is composed of communists as well as non-communists, but the purpose behind the whole thing is to have a world army and a world government. And people will be unarmed and unable to object to the fact that they can't own land anymore. That's one of the tenets of the New World Order, is that all land belongs to the world government. You can pay rent on it, but you can't own it. So, and the use of your automobile will have to be prescribed according to what your needs are. If you can't carry your parcels, then maybe you can use your automobile. There's all kinds of plans that are different from the American way of life. And for us, we have never given our permission. But the main thing is that I'm objecting to is that they have lied about having our permission to remove all arms and guns from personal possession. And without having arms, then we are not able to defend ourselves against these kinds of plans. The reason that they have been so slow, yes, it started in, even before Kennedy signed in 1961 for us to be completely disarmed. The reason it went so slow is that the people did grab on to what was happening, and the Internet, of course, gave us the opportunity to dig out these documents, plus by writing to the State Department, you could get publications that they had to send you. And but they're claiming that we gave our permission. That is the thing that gets me, is that we never gave our permission to be disarmed or to have a world government or to get rid of our republic, which places limitations on the power that public officials can exercise over the people. And we would be very foolish not to defend what George Washington and our founding fathers did for us, because thereby we do have liberty and true freedom. So, like I have said before, Kennedy was the one that signed a bill which reads this way. It says the terms arms control and disarmament mean the identification, verification, inspection, limitation, control, reduction, or elimination of armed forces, and armaments of all kinds under international agreement, including the necessary steps taken under such an agreement to establish an effective system of international control and to create and strengthen international organizations for the maintenance of peace. So the United Nations is a stand-in for what all they have lined up as a world government. I've seen three different constitutions that they have for world government, and it will not bring the enjoyment of life that we have had under our Constitution. But the main thing is that we have never given our permission. And that is the thing that I'm trying to expose today.
Yes, ma'am. Let's talk about State Department Document 7277 that I have a copy of right here in this binder you sent me. And again, I actually went to the University of Texas back when you first sent it to me. I guess it was in 98 or 97, and actually pulled it myself. And again, it wasn't that I didn't believe you. I wanted to have it myself, and I checked one out. And it had the same blue cover and everything. Also, later got one that was a brown cover, actually from the early 1960s. I guess later they issued them in a blue cover. But it states we will have no military and the UN will be here. And that's actually in the new UN treaty. It says they will use in Article 15 troops who are given, like mercenaries, to the UN will be sent into states to disarm the people. It's just absolutely incredible. And it shows our military is getting small, and then it shows the UN army building up, and this is all from State Department 7277. It's also out of Blueprint for the Peace Race, but we're not talking about peace. We're talking about no one being able to oppose them, and seeing this now, we see what the UN does all over the world, where they've just even been in the New York Times, that they send the UN into Uganda and Honduras and other areas, and actually they murder whole villages and take them over, saying it's to be an environmental preserve. And I even saw a decade ago National Geographic magazine, and they were showing UN troops in Burma driving people off the land to make it a UN sanctuary, but really they were just taking it to mine it. I mean, the UN is such a murderous group that the sex slavery, the child kidnapping, the drug dealing, the diplomatic community, and now these global interests are trying to give diplomatic immunity to the big banks. They're trying to give it to Monsanto. I mean, it's just a license to be like kings, as you said at the start of the interview, and we, the slaves or the serfs. But did you see CNBC a month ago admit that global government is here and run by foreign banks, and that Europe is under dictatorial rule of the technocrats, and that suddenly hundreds of news articles, Time, Newsweek, Financial Times, we've shown the articles here saying, yes, we've been conquered, but it's a good thing, and freedom is bad. I mean, so now... I mean, I'm sure you've seen it, but give us your take if you have, and then B.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you have seen it. Why are they suddenly going from stealth? Because back in the 60s and 70s, you have the documents. They admitted the whole plan. Even back in the 30s, you have them. They implemented a lot of it, but then we slowed them down. Now, even though we're more awake than ever, Are they racing to the finish line, or am I wrong? I mean, do you agree that they're just racing right now?
You know, I don't really have all the answers. The people vote the wrong kind of leaders into office, and it's because they don't understand what the problem is. And the problem is that they have said that we have agreed to be disarmed and that we want world government. Now, these are lies. And I went to a, I forget what they call her, but I had a statement made a public, anyway, it was an affidavit, and I had it attested to that told that we had never actually studied the gun issue. I talked to a person when I was in Sacramento at the time we were trying to stop what was going on when it was in the highest limits of opposition. And two people brought this woman over. She was a member of one of the committees that was working under our state governor at that time, who happened to be Ronald Reagan. And she told me that they never studied the gun issue. She said, I have never missed a meeting of my committee or the subcommittees. She never missed any of the required meetings or any of the meetings, period. And they never touched into the subject of the gun issue. And yet, when the final work came out, here was this book with the consent for the people, or from the people, to agree that their guns could be prohibited. And also the other page which followed that page was number 341, which approved of change, that they wanted, the public wanted things changed. Well, we don't want things changed to a detriment, but we'd certainly like to change it that we could get rid of lying public officials and ones that want to overthrow our system and our republic. But this is where we stand now, is that they are pushing for us to, under the small arms treaty, that, you know, we're going to have to give up our guns. And what I'm trying to publicize this for, Alex, is so that we can avoid a civil war, because people are not going to go along with this. They're going to fight when they're told that they have to give up their guns. And the government is going to fight because they're going to consider that they have our permission. So that is the crux of what the civil war that can happen here will be centered around, is that one group is going to say that you did give up your permission. The other group will say we didn't. Well, the fact is that they didn't. The people didn't. These pages were put into the work that was done, as we talked about, in several decades back. They made these studies, and they revised all of the standards and goals, but they slipped these two pages in the back that were not authorized. Even the committees that were responsible for assembling the book of standards and goals and changes.
Now, Bernie, let me just stop you.
They didn't even know that those pages were put in.
Sure. We're talking about public laws and things. I happen to have in front of me falsification of the people's approval for the prohibition of their right to keep and bear arms, an expose on unlawful pages 340 and 341. Again, for people watching but also listening, describe the name of the document again that I'm showing them, and then the pages that you're directing us to right now in this exhibit.
Well, we put the whole binder, I think there's 75 pages in that binder, and we put the whole binder on my website. And if anybody wants to see it, all they have to do is go into www.libertygunrights.com. I'll say it again, www.libertygunrights.com. Liberty Gun Rights, RIGHTS.com. And I think it's the second category. We have a lot of documents up on the website. It's a big website.
And notice, this is all Obama-style words, a national commitment to change. But again, federal encouragement. Explain to people what this document is again, the document itself.
Well, the one for the falsification?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a copy, but I've sent it around to important people. Well, for one of them, it happens to be Rand Paul. And I've been checking with his office. I sent it about 2 weeks ago, and they tell me that whenever they get a package, it's held up in the mail room for security.
Yes, ma'am. We've got to go to break. Stay there. You're not understanding my question. There's a bunch of different documents in here. I'd like to name the documents for people, and I understand they're on your website, and I'd like to be able to direct them specifically to it. Because there's so many here, I want to know which one specifically you're going to out of the 70-plus pages in this particular binder. Bernadine Smith is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Key information straight ahead. We've got the enemy's own documents.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Bernadine Smith's going to be with us 30 minutes into the next hour. We're going to open the phones up the last 20 minutes or so of that. But let me explain why this is so important. I know you know that the UN and the globalists want our guns. They disarm people all over the world and line them up and shoot them, bring in Al-Qaeda in Libya, kill everybody. You know, I mean, they're pure evil. global government eugenics bases are planned. But with this information, we can give them the State Department documents, public laws, the big law enforcement advisory commissions of Congress and the Justice Department, and that's what I have right here, stating the goal is our total disarmament. This is what police chiefs are taught. Okay? This is what they're taught. This is their goal. So it was never about public safety, ladies and gentlemen. It's about global government. They know in Chicago and New York it makes crime explode when they take lawful guns. They know all this. They want your guns to make you a slave. And I know you know that. Politicians love to disarm peasants. It's very simple. When Rome would come into an area, they take all the swords of the captured people, kill all the men. That's what this is all about. And now they're saying how guns won. We're winning the intellectual battle. But they don't care. They're saying, and in official, you know, public laws, that they've injected stuff into the law enforcement manuals that isn't part of the law. It's fraudulent. That's what she breaks down. They're teaching police chiefs and everybody with these federal advisory boards that she warned about 30 years ago that are now federalizing things publicly, saying that the people want their guns taken and saying it's a law. Just like they come to your door and want to know what kind of toilet you got and what type of bank, you know, statement you have under the census. And they say it's the law. No, it's the law to say how many people live there. That's what the code states, not what type of toilet you have or when you go to work in the morning. This is all fraud. And they know when they raise taxes in California, it's going to make it collapse. That's the other part of this global agenda, is Agenda 21 to shut off the resources. The guns are only one part of it. And, man, when you're reading the New York Times and L.A. Times saying they're going to have U.N. troops in every city, and now the Secretary of the Army is saying our military is under the U.N. and NATO, and they're going to be in every city, it's here, folks. Bernadine Smith, what is it like for you now to, again, see them announcing world government, see them announcing troops in every city, but there are troops under NATO control? I mean, we're really deep into this, but it's a paradox. People are waking up. We've still got our guns, but the globalists are in control of the Federal Reserve, the federal government. They're looting us. So it's kind of a standoff, but it's not, because they're busy shutting down our power plants, shipping GM to China. I mean, they're busy trying to bring us to our knees. Why?
Just as you said before, they're looking for a complete world government. But, you know, the Homeland Security is one that really gets to me, because it's against the law in our country to merge the military with the civilian law enforcement. And that has been done. If you do that, you move from being a republic to being a dictatorship. You cannot have the military and the civilian law enforcement together under one head. But we have it. And so this is a part that, you know, you talk about, is it painful to watch these developments? Yes, because how can you stop it unless you get someone, say, I'm hoping to get Rand Paul, that would bring an investigation into these things, the changes in our system and the direction that they're taking us in. And if you get a large enough outcry in the country, you'll get some action.
Exactly.
But we don't have that. We don't have as big an outcry as we need. People really should be telling their neighbors and their friends that what is happening.
Exactly. Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Folks, America has been taken over. We've been occupied.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
Jator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.